biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Wednesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, and that free Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS, number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. You can always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. We'll play you in just a second the Tom Brady official retirement announcement, in case if you somehow missed it today. But here is the guest list that we got coming up for you. Tony Romo is going to join us in an hour and 20 minutes from now. And then at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, a man that played with Tom Brady and did win three Super Bowls with him, Larry Izzo, who's now the special teams coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks, is going to join us. But first up, producing this extravaganza for the next 4 hours is no other than Hot Take Hickey.
His dumb producer, Hot Take Hickey.
So let's start today off with a little audio. This was courtesy of Tom Brady's personal Twitter. This is Tom Brady officially announcing his retirement. Listen up.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
So that was Tom Brady after 23 seasons announcing that he's walking away from the NFL. And he did this, I guess it looked like it was on a beach. And it felt like he just walked to the beach, sat down, and kind of just opened his heart out as quickly as he could, right? And you heard him getting emotional. And that does it for what is a legendary career of Tom Brady. You know he is the GOAT. He has 7 Super Bowl championships. He's the best quarterback to ever do it. And here's the thing. I know a lot of people, and I felt this way too right away. When I woke up this morning, and I guess I missed it because I was sleeping. So I woke up and then 2 hours later, this did happen. Or I first saw it for the first time. And when that was going on out, my first thought before even watching the video, just when I see the alert that 2 hours ago Tom Brady announced his retirement, my first reaction was, is he actually retiring? Because a year ago to the date was when the first retirement announcement happened. And we know that he eventually did come back and laced it up for what we think is now one final season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But when you go through that video and you watch the quick 50-second video, when you hear him get emotional and when you're able to see him, that does look and sound like a man that is walking away from the NFL and that this is actually authentic. And maybe it's because last year he retired and then came back and you got the big send-off in the immediate aftermath, and then quickly he announces that he's coming back to play football. So it feels like the way that normally a retirement should go down and should play out, we all did that last year. So you make the post today, you talk about it today, and clearly this is my favorite athlete of all time. This is the greatest quarterback of all time. But since we just did this a year ago, it does seem like really nothing much has changed. And this day was coming, right? He's played in the league for 23 years. He's fine wine. I know you could say what you want about this season. I chalk it up to a lot of injuries that occurred on that offensive side of the ball, and especially the offensive line. But I was surprised by this today. I really was. Because a year ago, he led the league in passing yards and passing touchdowns. This past year, I personally chalk it up to injuries around him and not having this great team around him. And I'm not giving him a free pass for that. But the entire last like month or so, we never really had the conversation about him retiring. And really, a lot of people were like, okay, he's going to play for the Raiders. That was me. Or maybe he'll end up back in Tampa. That's what something Hickey said. And we've had those talks all throughout the year, and we never actually thought that Brady was going to retire. So there, I don't want to say it's shocking, but I am surprised by the news today. Like when you're 45 and you play this game, I don't think anyone should be shocked that you retired. But there is part of me where it doesn't really feel real because we were so involved in the conversations that Brady was going to play football next year. The question just was, where was it going to be? So Hickey, like when I look at this, and we'll get into all the legendary moments in just a second, and right, this being my favorite athlete of all time. And obviously you got to say congratulations and do all that. This year it feels really bizarre. Where last year was like, oh wow, I can't believe he walked away. Maybe he'll come back. But if he's saying he's retiring, you got to take it for what it's worth. This year, since we just went through all those emotions a year ago and you went through like all the posts and all the thank yous and all that, this one was even more out of like left field than last year was. And there is part of that feeling that you go, okay, is he really retiring? But when you see the video and this now being the second time and you saw how emotional he is, I think he realized this is something that I don't know if he wanted to do it, but he felt like he had to do it.
Yeah, I'm still. It's still weird because, like I said, even when we talked about it last week, when we were talking about Jim Graney, you know, with that whole whether it's stage or not, the whole
right. You're exactly right.
Like,
though.
Oh, you know, when I figured out, I'll let everyone effing know or whatever. But we were talking about it. We thought for a second. Well, there's no real decision. The only decision is where he's playing, not if he's playing. Because, like I said, especially with how last season went, where it wasn't really him falling off a cliff physically. It was just injuries around him not really going well. You still thought he had some gas left in the tank. And if, you know, if you wanted to play at least one more year somewhere else, okay, fine. But, yeah, I'm just as surprised as it was last year when we got that. At least this time we got from Tom Brady himself, whereas last year I believe it was Adam Schefter was the first one. And then
yeah,
we got that post from Brady afterwards that made it a little bit more bizarre. But definitely still surprising.
Do you believe it? Do you think that's the last time we've seen Tom Brady on a football field?
I do. I believe it for two reasons. One, I just don't think you can. If you're Tom Brady, you can't fake it again.
Well, you can. You can do whatever you want.
Can,
you're Tom Brady,
like,
the greatest quarterback ever.
You fool me. You can't. You can't. And then the only thing I'll say is,
you can, but I get what you're saying.
He did it on video himself.
So powerful.
No one else like broke the news again. It was leaked out last year before he was really able to do it himself. He controlled the message this year. And whether it's the emotion and whether it's just him kind of, again, kind of speaking to everyone through the camera, this to me felt like it was the finale for sure.
100%. Like, I'm not going to say it's 100% that he's done completely with football, but I do believe this is real. I'm at like 95%. Now, if you tell me come the fall he's coming back or in the summer he's coming back, I would be surprised. But I'm going to put that at 5%. I do feel like you said, with the power of the video and how emotional he got, and I thought you brought up an excellent point, the Jim Gray moment. And we dissected that interview, and I thought it was staged. I thought, right, clearly Jim Gray told Brady he was going to ask about this beforehand, and it just didn't seem authentic to me. But now looking back at it, with this news that came shortly after it, that's a guy, like, no one wants, if you're an NFL player, you don't want to retire. Like, maybe some players, like, they, okay, I want to retire, I'm done. But for Brady, this is his life. This is the number one important thing in his life. Like, look at this year. I know it may not be fair to speculate it, but football looked like it cost him his marriage. And he was willing to, I guess, get divorced to keep on playing for another year. And that's like another thing you just can't avoid in this conversation with Giselle and him no longer. And who knows, maybe they get back together now with football out of the picture. I have no clue. But with him and Giselle, his ex-wife, divorced now, that even gave me more reason to think that he was going to play. But I think he realized he it was time to get out and it was time to be done with football. And I don't know how much pressure there was from his inner circle and from his family as well. But that moment with Jim Gray, now looking back at it, Ryan, I don't know how you feel about it. I think it's clear now that this was on his mind. And I think he was starting to finally realize, I'm going to retire. And he got so annoyed with how this got out last year and he wasn't able to announce it. And then when he was asked about it, he kind of just got triggered. And you saw that raw emotion of usually you don't see a side of Brady like that. Like, bleep you, don't ask me about it. I know what I'm going to eventually have to do. I don't want to do this. I want to play until I'm like 80, right? Brady with the 80 and all those girls. Like, he wanted to play until he's 80, this guy Tom Brady. Probably wanted that movie to come out in a few years, but that's not realistic. Like, he said he wanted to play to 45 for years, and everyone laughed at him, and he was able to do it. So, I don't know, maybe there was some doubt that started to creep in from the year that he had, but I really do believe now, looking back at that Jim Gray moment, that was him, I don't want to say tipping us off, but because we didn't know that he was going to retire, but now looking back at it, I think that was him lashing out because he knew he was probably leaning towards retirement, but the idea of actually having to say it drives him nuts because this guy is the ultimate competitor and the greatest winner I've ever seen in the NFL.
Potentially, yeah, and that's part of the reason, you know, going back to the divorce, that's part of the reason why I kind of thought he'd be back. Like, there's really, in theory, if the Giselle is always the driving force, you know, of him to retire now, she's no longer at least in the picture in your daily life, you'd figure, okay, then there's really nothing stopping Tom Brady from playing as long as he truly wanted to. So I just figure like that added on to it just is another reason why 2023, at least, he'd definitely be back, but here we are.
I know that it's always weird to speculate on people's personal lives, but we're going to do it anyway. And I do admire people, and sometimes people get divorced and they can't be amicable because of it being a nasty divorce. But Giselle comments on the Instagram post today, like, wishing you all the best and everything in the future, blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to ask you this. Do you think there's any chance Brady's retiring? And I don't care who you are, how famous you are, how powerful you are. You're with someone for that long. You know that she wanted him to retire. Do you think there's any part of that saying he's going to retire and just try to go win her back? Or is that ship already sailed because they're divorced and that's just like the longest of long shots?
No, I don't know. He's got a lot more, you know, he's got a lot more time in his hands now. So what else are you going to do? Like, if you still love her and want to be with her, no reason not to go chase her down.
Yeah. And,
you know, like, it's pretty recent. So it's not like this has been 10 years of not talking and kind of each moved on.
It's been a few months.
Pretty raw still.
Yeah. So you go through the memories of Brady, obviously. And if you guys listen to this show, you know, he's my favorite quarterback. He's my favorite athlete of all time. Personally, you know, growing up as a kid, watching him play, whether it was sitting on my uncle's couch or my uncle taking me to countless games in Foxborough. I'm that big of a Brady fan. I named my dog after Brady. I named my dog Brady, which some people think is nuts, but that's how much I love watching Tom Brady play. And really, you all have sports crushes when you're a kid. For me, it was Mike Piazza and it was Tom Brady. Those are my two biggest sports crushes when I was growing up as a kid. But you just go through the memories and and it was surreal when I eventually get to go cover a few Super Bowls and get to ask him questions on opening night. But you go through all the memories, whether it was the snowball up against the Raiders, the game-winning drive in the first Super Bowl up against the Rams, that overtime throw to Troy Brown up against the Miami Dolphins down in Florida, which is just one of the sickest throws I've ever seen. The game-winning drive in one of the more underrated Super Bowls and entertaining Super Bowls ever, Super Bowl 38 against the Carolina Panthers, winning three in 4 years and taking down the Eagles back in that 2004-2005 time frame. Even though it didn't end the way that I wanted it to end in 2007, guy had the most passing touchdowns at that time in NFL history in a single regular season. They were 16-0, 18-0, and they just couldn't find a way to win that final game up against the Giants. You had the comeback, right, in that second wave of the dynasty. You had that comeback against the Ravens where they were down by 14 twice. You had that comeback against the Broncos in the regular season where they're down big to Peyton Manning and company, and they win the game in overtime. Down 10 against the Legion of Boom in the fourth quarter, and you saw what Tom Brady did. And he gets in the lead and throws the touchdown pass to Danny Amendola. The most entertaining game I've ever been to, 28-3, that comeback against the Falcons. The AFC title game against the Jacksonville Jaguars and his connection with Danny Amendola. Even though it was a loss in a Super Bowl, most passing yards in one Super Bowl, Brady 505 up against the Eagles. How he was automatic, 3rd-and-10, 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 1st-down, 1st-down, 1st-down. Up against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead, then leaving New England and going to Tampa Bay and in that first year beating Mahomes in a Super Bowl. Like, I could sit here and just rattle off memory after memory after memory. But here's the thing with Tom Brady. You look at the underdog story from where he was, 6th-round draft pick, 199th pick overall, and he goes in and, right, legendarily says to Robert Kraft, you're the greatest. You don't know who I am, Tom Brady. I'm a 6th-round draft pick. But you're the greatest decision that this organization ever made. And Belichick sticking with Brady when Bledsoe was able to come back in 2001. They win 3 in 4 years. Then they go like 10 years without a Super Bowl. And then they go and they start a new dynasty, winning 3 more championships. And then winning one without Belichick. You know, if you care for that nonsense, the Brady Belichick and that whole conversation, which just makes me sick sometimes, he wins a championship without Bill Belichick first year away from him. But what made Brady so great, because you look at him and you watch him, doesn't have the strongest arm, and isn't the most athletic in the world, clearly, but it was his dedication to the game. It was always having that chip on his shoulder. Even when getting anointed the GOAT, he was still annoyed that he was the 199th pick in the draft. He was still annoyed that so many people doubted him and overlooked him. He just strived and was destined and always wanted to be great, and it was never good enough for him. Like, he would say, oh, I won a Super Bowl. Is that your favorite? Oh, no, it's the next one. But you look at what happened the last 23 years and how he got better and better with age. And let's be real. The only reason you hate Tom Brady is just because you're jealous of him. That's the only reason why you would hate Tom Brady. Because for 20-plus years, this guy dominated. And there's a reason why he's the greatest quarterback of all time, but for me, the greatest competitor that I've ever watched. So, assuming this is it, and I do think this is it, once again, congratulations to Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback I've ever seen and the greatest quarterback I will ever see going way into the future. And we know what he's done is absolutely unprecedented. So we're not going to cry. We're not going to get emotional. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll come on back. Some domino effect from the Brady decision. Now what happens to teams like the Raiders, Tampa Bay, the Jets, and 49ers? We'll get into that on the other side.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The big biggest game of the year. The Super Bowl is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
You can think of Riley Auto Parts, right? Car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So, with this Brady retirement announcement, which is surprising, not going to say shocking, jaw-dropping, but a lot of us did believe that Brady was going to come back this year. That takes one pretty big and significant name out of the offseason push for teams that are looking for a quarterback. So never that I thought Brady was going to the Jets, but a team like the Jets now may have a little bit more competition for a guy like a Derek Carr or maybe Aaron Rodgers if that's the big name that they're going to pursue. You look at Tampa Bay, where do they go from here? Because that NFC South, it's dreadful. Like Hickey, if we just did a segment on trying to predict the quarterbacks this year in the NFC South, I don't even know if we could get one right for this year. Like the Falcons, Desmond Ridder, is he even going to be starting game one? I can't say that. You look at the Carolina Panthers, I don't think that answer is on the roster. Like, could Sam Darnold be their starting quarterback next year? Like, I guess, but that's not their long-term plan. Tampa Bay, I don't know where they go through here. I know they drafted Kyle Trask 2 years ago, but I'd be a little bit surprised if he's starting. And the Saints, I don't think you're going into this year with Andy Dalton or Jameis Winston. But you look at that Tampa Bay squad, and I don't know how genuine this is, but I heard Jeff Darlington, who's very close to the Brady camp, he was on ESPN today, and he said for Brady, the decision was, and everything was thrown his way. He thought about all this. Like, I even heard Jeff Darlington at one point said on ESPN today, someone approached him about going back to New England, and he was like, no, that's not going to happen. But you go to, if that is true, Brady either going back to Tampa or electing to retire, like, maybe Brady looked at the Bucs and just said, all right, I know I could win that division. Like, everything went as wrong as possible this year. And you can't be any more injured this year than you would be for the year after that. So if that team can get healthy. But I look at that roster, I think that roster's declined quickly. I really did. That roster that won a Super Bowl, I know that a lot of same players are there, but I think a lot of those players are starting to decline. And if you're just playing to win a division and get into the postseason, that's not what Brady plays for. Brady plays to go win the Super Bowl. So I don't know, and I know you're a little bit different here, Hickey, because you were operating under the belief, which I thought was valid, that Brady was going to, one way or another, go back to Tampa. Like, I remember we talked about this throughout the season. I thought that was on the table, and we both said, I don't get why everyone's just dismissing Tampa right away. But entering this offseason, it felt like to me that was a long shot. He would go back to Tampa and he would wind up somewhere else. But then I guess the longest of long shots is the day that a lot of people have been speculating about for like what the better part of 10 years is finally here, where Brady is actually walking away. And you're probably right. I would be, you know, when you say you can't come back after retiring for a second time, like he can if he wants to. He's Brady. Someone will take him. But I don't think that's the way that this is going to go down. So how much do you believe that Darlington report that this was either Tampa Bay or retirement?
a lot. Because like I said, that's why just, to me, it made the most sense for him, where it's like, we're talking about him going elsewhere and here and there, and a lot of the same places that were rumored outside of really San Francisco, that's a just overall better team, like the Raiders. Like, what's really the difference between the Raiders roster and the Buccaneers roster?
Well, you have Davante Adams, you got Hunter Renfrow, you got Josh Jacobs, you got Darren Waller. I know you got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, so you have more of a run game. Like, they had no run game this year in Tampa Bay. If Josh Jacobs gets a franchise tag, Josh Jacobs just had a career year. He was unbelievable.
Offensive line questions, harder division, harder conference.
Exactly. The division is harder in the AFC. Like, I'll say this. Brady wasn't going to the AFC West next year and winning that division. And that's coming from the biggest Brady fan there is. And also, Tampa Bay, even though their defense was up and down, and I don't think it was as great as the way that some people talked about it, this year, you have a much better defense, even without knowing who's coming back in Tampa Bay, than what you would have if you go join the Las Vegas Raiders. And that's the other, like, if he was going to Las Vegas, I think he's doing his friend a solid in Josh McDaniels. That's what I thought that would have been. And he would have been excited about putting up big numbers with a guy like a Davante Adams. Because the Brady-Evans connection up until that Panthers game, where they had the three touchdowns and you had that comeback, that connection was off all throughout the year. It really was. So that was something that was just, that was like throughout the year. I don't know, like that connection with Evans, Hickey, like that's probably, when you look at this year, that's the most, I think if you have a case for Brady, if you think Brady was actually finally meeting his match and getting knocked out by Father Time, I think the best case to make is, even though it wasn't always on him, because there was that one throw where he hit Evans right in the bread basket and he dropped it, but there were some times this year where him and Evans just seemed off, some of it on Evans, some of it on Brady. I think that's the best case. If you are someone that does not believe that Brady could keep on playing and play at a high level, would be you have a great player in Mike Evans who's off to a historical start, his first, 8 or 9 years with 1,000 yards in the NFL. And those two guys that were in just lockstep the last 2 years had no connection, had no synergy this year.
Right. I don't think I would go as far as say it was physically that was the issues why they weren't on the same page. I would say it's more offensive line problems. Okay. I would say it's more even just connection, again, the same page for whatever reason. But I don't think it was arm strength or accuracy declining or even Tom Brady's decision-making become questionable. So it's still like not like we saw him physically decline the way we've seen almost every quarterback, right? Like for the most part, a lot of people stay too long. Brett Favre stayed too long. Peyton Manning stayed too long, even though he went out on top. So it wasn't like we were seeing Tom Brady in front of our eyes just crumble or even really like play bad. Like I said, I think there's a lot of other factors around him as to why the Buccaneers were 8-9.
Do you think he regrets coming back this year? If you know the outcome today is retirement, do you think he regrets coming back this year?
That's a great question.
Like, I would say no, because I think the conversation on Twitter, like where he got dragged on Twitter, is not reality. Like, this year, I see dopes asking, does this change this last year, change the legacy of Tom Brady? Like, if that's the conversation that you're having today, you should just quit the business. Because this is the greatest quarterback of all time. He could have thrown 3 touchdown passes this year. He's still the greatest quarterback of all time. The in-the-moment overreaction off 1 year is a little bit ridiculous.
If he was in the AFC, he would have made the Pro Bowl with those 3 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
So he would have left on making the Pro Bowl in his final year. So you can't say he's dropping off. But I would agree. I would say no, because I think, obviously, look, he plays to win, and they didn't win. But he also plays because he loves the game, just loves playing football. So it's like, I think he came back more not because they thought, oh, we're going to win a Super Bowl. It's, I just want to still play football. If we win, I would say it's not that it's great or gravy, but I think he more just wanted to play.
And that's the part where when you say it like that, I think he started to realize, like, he's always said he wanted to play until he's 45. So that was one thing. But the reason why Brady always played, and he's even said, I'll play until I feel like I suck, right? And he never looked like a bad quarterback. Even this year, I wouldn't even say that he looked like a bad quarterback. Like Roger said a few years ago, like him at 70% is still better than most of the quarterbacks in this league. If Brady was, 75% or whatever this year, it's still better than a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL. But the whole thing, though, is if you're right, where he's like, I'm just playing a play and I don't know how much of a shot that I have to win a Super Bowl. Maybe that was his internal play clock saying it's time to get out, because this guy would always play to go win the next Super Bowl. And I think he started to realize that probably another Super Bowl is not coming and it was a good time to get out. Because you watch that video don't look like someone that wants to retire, but realized he had to retire. And you know Brady never wanted to retire, but eventually this day was going to come after years and years of speculation. So when we look at the future of some of these teams, the Raiders, I think they probably thought they were getting Brady. Now this probably does intensify their pursuit of Aaron Rodgers. You know, they're not going to bring back Derek Carr, and I don't think you get rid of Derek Carr to bring in Jimmy G. If you're a Jet fan today, I think you wanted to see Brady play next year, because then that takes out one destination for Aaron Rodgers, because a lot of people thought that Brady was going to Las Vegas. So now we'll see if the Jets will be able to get Rodgers, or do the Jets not wait for Rodgers or the Packers to make their decision and they just pounce on Derek Carr with that deadline looming of when Carr is either going to get traded or he'll just get outright released 3 days after the Super Bowl. A team like the 49ers, I thought it was an outside chance. Brady wanted to go there, I would think, but I think it was an outside chance the 49ers are going to pursue this. Probably now more likely that they rock and roll with Brock Purdy and Trey Lance for next year. And the big question is for Tampa Bay, just where do you go from here? Because as bad as Tampa Bay was at times this year, they still won the division. And this division, like Carolina, they have a good defense. They got nothing on offense. The Falcons, like, they're a gritty team, but I don't think they're anywhere close. The Saints, I don't trust Dennis Allen as their football coach. And I don't even know who's going to be playing quarterback. So I wonder if a team like Tampa Bay, where I don't think they'll be able to trade for Rodgers because that's inside the NFC, but a Jimmy G or a Derek Carr, how much of a pursuit do they make for those two quarterbacks? So those are just four teams to watch, and it's going to be fascinating in the Rodgers, Carr, Jimmy G sweepstakes. And the 49ers today said that Jimmy G's not going to be coming back with them next year. Just who gets who? And obviously, you know, the 49ers, the Raiders are out on Carr and Jimmy G, but where do those three quarterbacks go? Rodgers, Carr, Jimmy G, probably between those four teams, you would say, in the Raiders, Tampa, the Jets, and the 49ers. I would kind of be surprised, Hickey, if with those three guys that one doesn't each fall to, I guess, three out of those four teams. Like right now, I would say Rodgers goes to the, you know, gets traded to the Raiders. I would say probably Derek Carr goes to the Jets. And maybe Jimmy G winds up in Tampa. Like Jimmy G is a real wild card. But that's how I kind of look at it. Like right now, how would you predict about this? How would you go about this?
I would say with these three quarterbacks, Rodgers in Miami, Carr in Tampa, and I would say Jimmy G in Vegas.
Interesting. But the Jimmy G to Vegas, okay, because of the McDaniels connection. But that's a tough sell if you're moving on from Carr to go to Jimmy G. Did you really upgrade at quarterback? Like, I think that's a fair debate. The Rodgers to Miami, I think it's a long shot just because I believe the Dolphins are going to stick with Tua and he gets cleared from concussion protocol today. But with that being said, Miami the last few offseasons said Tua is their guy and they've always explored other options.
And unfortunately, one hit away and the season's over, career could be over. It's a lot to kind of put the eggs in the basket of a guy where you're ready to win right now.
Yeah, no, you're right on that. All right, well, come on back. When we return, we'll get into a little Justin Fields and the draft conversation.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year. The Super Bowl is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Press the flesh. Ain't that right? It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Let's listen up to Albert Breer. He was on the Rich Eisen Show earlier today, and he was talking about what the Bears are going to do. Would they draft the QB and trade Justin Fields, or would they maybe take that number one overall pick and trade back and get more assets in picks moving forward into the future?
My sense is that they're going to move forward with Justin Fields and try to trade the first pick. Could that change based on their evaluation of Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, Anthony Richardson? Sure. But I talked to enough people there that feel like Justin, there wasn't enough around Justin to get a really clean evaluation on him last year. And like, given what he had, what he did was really, really impressive. The other thing is, like, you know, obviously I live up in New England, and we've heard about like the friction and the bitching from Mac Jones and everything else up there. Did we hear one word from Justin Fields complaining about his circumstances? No, right? So, like, I think that there is an appreciation not only for how Justin played, how he put his body on the line, but also how he handled all of it, you know? And that, like, he kind of had a square jaw about the whole thing. And, like, I'm taking the responsibility here because I am the franchise quarterback. And I think that scored him a lot of points with people in that organization. And I think right now where things are trending are towards Justin Fields being their quarterback in 2023 with a lot personally on the line then. I'm not saying he'll be their quarterback 10 years from now. I don't know that. But I think with a lot on the line personally, he will be their quarterback in 2023. And they're either going to try to get somebody to trade for that pick or take Jalen Carter or Will Anderson.
I got to ask you a question here, Hickey. Did you record that?
Yes.
Did you record it on like a playback speed of 1,000?
No, but I don't know if he was on extra coffee that morning, if it was like an early morning rise and he's just ready to go. But that was as is Albert Breer talking a million miles an hour.
Coffee, maybe the white stuff. Jeez.
He was
1,000 miles per hour.
Yeah, he was ready to go.
I'm not going to lie. I couldn't even pay attention to what he was saying because I just heard him speaking 3,000 miles per hour. But I guess the gist of it was, and this is where I need you to do some checks and balances because my brain just went in the direction of, why is he speaking so quickly? I guess what he was saying is that they like Fields. They don't think they could have got a clean evaluation. And they're either going to take Jalen Carter or Will Anderson one, or more likely trade back and hope to still get Jalen Carter or Will Anderson, not trading back too far, but taking advantage of a team like the Colts or the Texans who are in the top five and maybe looking up to go pursue that quarterback. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I said that, you know, they could, maybe if they love Bryce Young or love Will Levis or C.J. Stroud, that they would consider drafting him. But it sounds like I said, Justin Fields is their guy, and they want more evaluation before they decide on the future of him.
Now, I don't know if I'd be able to concentrate and focus if Albert Breer does this moving forward, but now I think he has to speak like that all the time. Like, anytime he's giving a report, like Tom Brady did retire today, that means that he's going to be leaving the NFL, and we'll see who's going to be playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming up next year at the quarterback position. I could speak fast. I don't think I could speak that fast like Albert Breer just did.
And I've heard him in a good amount of interviews.
He's
I've never
slow.
Heard him speedballing the way
yeah.
he was. I don't know if there's something on Rich Eisen's end where they said, we got to get him going, or, hey, we only got 2 minutes. I got 5 questions to ask you, so let's go, go, go. I have no idea what happened, but all over Twitter, that's all the only way I heard it was
right,
a million miles an hour.
Albert Breer, I always think, is kind of a well-thought-out, well-researched reporter, and when you have him on as a guest, like, he goes into extra details and slowly walks you through everything. You know what my guess is? I don't think it sounded that way when it was recorded because they were definitely processing some video. Like, you saw this on Twitter, I'm assuming, right? This wasn't sent out via audio.
You know, it was on Twitter. The video was on Twitter.
Yeah. So maybe when they were editing, they just, for some reason, picked up the intensity of Albert Breer.
And you heard Rich Eisen. It was very short. Like, oh, that makes sense. He sounded normal.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like one of those distorted clips out there. The video was out there. Rich is not like, you know, moving. Like, it's like it was fast forwarded.
True.
And he's sitting there and you kind of see him moving faster than ever. Like, unless something on audio-wise on their end was screwed up, and that or, again, Albert Breer was just wide awake and ready to go.
By the
more
way,
than ever.
I didn't bring this up to you. I went back and I watched the Mahomes video. This is totally out of nowhere.
But what Mahomes video?
The video of his father lighting the cigar.
Okay.
He wasn't using matches.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He had a lighter, but it was like one of those like flimsy lighters that you would just light a cigar with. You wanted him to have one of those big torch lighters.
Well, that's what you got it for, a cigar.
Yes, you have
outside
to.
Especially, yes. Oh, I got to rewatch. I thought when I was watching it, at least quickly, I thought I saw him take out a box of matches early on.
Maybe there's a different video, but the video I saw was like a little, I think it was a red lighter that you would like get at like a gas station pretty much or a convenience store. That's what he was using to light that cigar. I went back because when you said the matches, I'm like, is he really using matches? Like you have that much money. You know, you played baseball. Your son is Patrick Mahomes. Like, is he really using matches? I went back. I didn't see the matches, Hickey.
I gotta look back. I mean, matches is old school, so I don't know if he's an older school guy. It's not about money, I would say.
But he wasn't using matches. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know why. That just popped into my head when you were somehow talking about the speed of Albert Breer in that report. But anyway, to get to the gist of what Albert Breer, I guess, was trying to say, is that this pick is open for business, but if you are the Bears, wouldn't you give off the impression right now that you're thinking about taking a quarterback? Like, I don't know how that works behind the scenes with all the negotiations. And I guess if you have the Texans and the Colts basically bidding against one another, it doesn't matter if they know you're not taking a quarterback. But I don't know if I want it that quickly out there that, yeah, we're definitely keeping Justin Fields. Because, I don't know, does that give you a little extra oomph, maybe, and a little extra ammunition when you're trying to execute one of these trades?
I definitely would, if I was the Bears, want to be under the impression that I'm thinking about it. And Albert Breer, at least early on in the clip, said basically, you know, that the thought of Justin Fields keeping him could change based on their evaluations as they start to dive into them on these quarterbacks. So maybe we'll, in a month from now, we'll hear they love so-and-so. And all of a sudden, now that gets everyone else sweating
that's
are they going to stay? So you know for a fact, we'll hear fake reports,
real reports. Yeah, that's true, I was going to say, yeah.
Right, of their infatuation for at least one of these guys that's going to drive the price or try to drive the price up.
I think there is 99% chance that Justin Fields is going to be the starting quarterback for the Bears next year. I'll give it a 1% chance that they take a Bryce Young or a C.J. Stroud. But it seems like, just from all these mock drafts, that the three quarterbacks that have a shot going in the top 10, clearly Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud, and I would think they would go not necessarily 1-2 in terms of the draft order, but 1-2 in terms of quarterbacks. But there's been a big push now, it seems like, the last 3 months for Will Levis. A lot of people like Will Levis. So if you're the Bears, it does make sense to use probably the Texans the best, that the Texans have to go up to one to go get their guy. But if not, you run the risk of maybe the Colts going up to one. Because if the Colts do go up to one, you know that they're taking a quarterback. For Hickey's sake, let's just say it's Bryce Young. Then the Texans, you think, would take the next quarterback. That would be C.J. Stroud. And then for Arizona, you would think they're taking either Jalen Carter or Will Anderson. And then whoever you don't get, if you fall back to four, you would get either Jalen Carter or Will Anderson, depending on who the Cardinals take. But if I am the Bears, it would ideally be my preference to trade up with the Texans because you're not taking a quarterback. Texans go take that quarterback, and then you get the choice of who you want between Will Anderson and Jalen Carter.
Texans or Colts, I don't think falling past four, unless it's a crazy offer, would really do the Bears right now much good.
Maybe the Lions or the Seahawks, they want to get into it, or the Raiders at seven. But once you get past seven, I think that's gambling a lot. But if it's going to be a team that's in that 5-7 range, like Seattle, the Lions, who I think are going to stay with Geno Smith and Jared Goff for next year, then maybe like a team like the Raiders that you want to pull a deal off with, but then they're going to have to give you even more because you're falling down six spots.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.